Valdik. Okay, so we're continuing from last week, right? Not last week, I mean, right, from 2 weeks ago. Yeah, very good. So here we have, where is this sheet? Yeah, Valdik. Seda. Fine. So we have here the first quote. Okay. Let's go, like this is. Nukuda is, we're talking about Atzmus, right? So we have to understand there's a certain difference when we speak about Atzmus, when we speak about Geluim, there's a very big difference. And what are the, part of the issue which we have is that we are perceiving everything. I mean, we're taking a lot of the message of the Rebbe, in the capacity of Geluim. And this is where we're losing out. We're not getting the point, because if we realize you speak about Atzmus, it doesn't work that way. It works completely different. So this is what we try to bring out right over here. The Nekuda is like this. You have in Eden Sof, right? Speaking about
why? Because we're thinking about Atzmus.
Yeah, no.
Gilui that you can't access.
No, one second. That's very simply. When you speak about Atzmus, there's no way of saying, I'm going to wait for the revelation of Atzmus. It does not work that way, okay? You speak up that Atzmus is...
What do you mean? This says plenty of times that that Gilui Atzmus is only going to be lost above it.
Amazing. Very good. So that's what we'll try and address that soon. Very good. When you speak up the Atzmus, the only thing which really counts is... So that this is the Nekuda. What you just now said that is very good. Is what you just now said is very true. All along, we always heard about the revelation of Atzmus.
Revelation.
Okay. That is as long as we understand Atzmus from a tfisa, from a vantage point of our scholar. This is brought out very well in the Sikh of Tovshin Nun Beis, in Pashtol Tovshin Nun Beis, where he speaks about the Godel B'Yisrael, meaning the grown up, right, who has a bit of intellect, how he learns Chassidus and gets to realize there's a material of Atzmus, his awareness of Atzmus, as compared to the awareness of Atzmus of the Ben Chomish Mikra, of the Tinnik. So now, if you're talking about the awareness of Atzmus as it is by the Godel B'Yisrael, you can say when the Godel has come, the Atzmus is going to be Miskala. When you have the awareness of Atzmus, which is of the Tinnik, which is basically the awareness which the Rebbe has sort of introduced to us, that what is this awareness? This is what we're going to get soon. We're going to get to very soon. The awareness of Atzmus is not something separate from itself. It's just the words I always use, chibra hopchim, that whatever I thought about myself till today as being an independent entity, no, that is not an independent entity, that is the Eibishter. So when we understand Atzmus as being chibra hopchim, then there's no such thing as I'm waiting for the revelation of Atzmus. The revelation of Atzmus is that I will align myself with Atzmus. That's the revelation of Atzmus. So this is what we're trying to bring out today. It's just looking at yourself. It's not. So this is what we're trying to bring out today, right over here, that as long as you talk about Atzmus as a musig of Atzmus, you can talk about that. Do I have the revelation? Has Atzmus revealed himself to me? You talk about a musig. Has this musig been revealed to me or not? When you talk about Atzmus as being, and the way the Rebbe explained to us that it is chibur ha'hopim, our very mitzvah, that is Atzmus, Then there's no such a thing as waiting for Atzmus to be revealed. The only thing which Atzmus will happen, when Atzmus will be revealed, I will come to realize that Atzmus is actually in me all along. It's my realization, my awareness, that is the revelation of Atzmus. Okay, so now let's do this inside here. So we have this in the mind of Zizchukas, right? Here the Maimon of Zizchukas, you have from lines 4 to lines 8, right? It says here that you haven't talked about the oil. So you have here, let's understand this here. Here we're talking about Eir and Sof before the Tzimtzum. So you have three Madrigas in Eir. Eir and Sof before the Tzimtzum, the three Madrigas. One Eir is the Eir, which is the Eir HaGvul, right? And the one in which there was a Tzimtzum. Then there's the Eir HaBligvul, which there was no Tzimtzum, but Nogebeir Tzimtzum. Then you have Etzem Eir, which is referring to over here, which Lei Nogebeir Tzimtzum, right? So now we have etzem ha'oir, which lay nagabe ha'tzimtzum, right? That automatic, lay nagabe ha'tzimtzum, that means that this etzem ha'oir is everywhere, right? It's lay nagabe ha'tzimtzum, right? Fine. Nevertheless, he says, as long as if Malchus is impacted by etzem ha'oir, Malchus can be impacted by etzem ha'oir, because etzem ha'oir may not go by a symptom, so it can impact everything, can reveal itself everywhere, can reveal itself to Malchus. If the fact that Malchus comes aware, is inspired, is affected by this etzem ha'oir, that is not the shleimus opinion of, not the shleimus opinion of Malchus. Why? Because the shleimus opinion of Malchus is that it should come from Malchus itself, right? So that way explains the scene of Tulilo Moshe, who the one can affect Malchus is Moshe. But the way Moshe wants Malchus to be affected, it should come from within Malchus, not as something else affecting Malchus. So you have here very clearly, you have a situation here where there's etzem ha'oy, there's no tzimtzum, there's erin and milvade, it's everywhere, they have shlemus gil of erin sof, wonderful. There's no tzimtzum, there's nothing there. Nevertheless, this is not tachlas ha'kavona. The tachlas ha'kavona is, the machas from its own accord should come and align itself with the gili erikus, right? So this thing of malchus aligning itself with the gili erikus, that is, it's not coming from something being affected by something else. It's coming from within itself. How can Malchus align from its own accord with whatever's above it, with the Abish which is above it? Malchus is not there. He does not have this capacity. How can Malchus come in its own accord to align with it if he doesn't have it in itself? That is because of Atmos. Atmos is in everything. Therefore, Malchus can align with the Mitzvahs of Atmos, regardless what situation Malchus is. If you're talking about etzem oil, which is a getter of gilo, in order for the oil to affect Malchus, the oil has to affect Malchus. When you talk about the Abish himself, the Mitzvahs of Atmos, yeah, that Malchus in its own accord can come and align itself with Atmos. Why? Because Atmos is the Mitzvahs of everything, in the Mitzvahs of Mitzvahs of everything. This is not something very new I'm saying here, no? So Lakuti is one. So what it was? When it's, okay, fine. That's one thing. Fine. So this is a chilik of etzem ha'oir and Malchus. Let's understand what we just now said here. Where is the difference between etzem ha'oir and Malchus? It's not in any revelation coming to Malchus. No, there's no difference. The etzem ha'oir. I'm sorry. Again, where the difference of etzem ha'oir and Atmos? Where does it show up? There's a difference between etzem. Where does the difference between etzem and oir and atzmus show up? In what way? In what capacity? Mitzat etzem oir, there's no tzimtzum. Mitzat atzmus, there's no tzimtzum. Where is the difference between etzem and oir and atzmus? The etzem oir, when it affects Malchus, it will affect it by the oil affecting Malchus, the etzem oil affecting Malchus. Whereas Atzmus, how would it affect Malchus? By Malchus on its own accord coming to align with Atzmus. So the difference between the etzem and oil and Malchus is not in what is revealed, not so much in what is revealed to Malchus, but from where the revelation comes. So therefore, this is coming right to the point where we've spoken about all along. If we're talking about Atzmus, the place where the revelation of Atzmus comes, by definition, is from within us. It's true of, that is where it comes from. As long as we're waiting for a Gula to come from above, that is not Gilei Atzmus. Gilei Atzmus is when the Gula comes from us. Okay, very fine. Now let's go now to the next quote. Here's a quote from Terab. Now this piece in Terab, we actually discussed it when we learned the Maimon Omik Odom Ki Yakrib, which is here, Isha Kris Zezriya, right? So I just want to show you here the difference how what we learned in Isha Kris Zezriya and what it says in Terab. Now look very carefully here. Here he brings down the moshel from the Rabbah Magid, right? That the Eibishter, There's a mark, it says, it's in line 14, Isseba Eir Teira. That's Eir Teira from the Rav Magid, right? So what did the Rav Magid say? That the Eibishter is had the image of Klal Yisrael, Olam HaMachshava, before the world was created, right? This is what the Magid explains, right? Mm-hmm. Very good. Now look at the Rebbe now. You just look at Teira, what he, how he explains it to you. You have to be very careful how the words work here. Okay? You look in line 18. It's not only. Now he's saying not only whether the Shom is a strong mushrus and atmos. No, this is exactly what we're talking about over here. Here we in the moshul of the Maggid, it says that the Abish had in his machshava, right? All of Machshava, he had in the seeds of the Shamas Yisrael before the Shamas Yisrael were created. Now, when we say all of Machshava, what would that mean? What would all of Machshava mean? All of Machshava would mean the Abishta's thought, that is Abishta, Abishta, and then there's Abishta's Machshava, right? Machshava is a certain revelation, right? A certain bitui of the Abishta, right? So there's the Abishta and there's his Machshava. So Machshava would be referring, let's say, to the Etzem Ha'oir. The Etzem Ha'oir. So now the Rebbe Rashab, he is adding, not only Neshamis Yisrael are in Machshava, they're even in the Atzmus himself above Machshava. So that seems that we're saying here in Terab seems to be going in line very, very strong with what we're saying here, what we were learning in general, that the Yidden are in Atzmus. The Bemin Nimlich of Neshamis Yisrael was in Atzmus himself, right? Because it says, do you see it in the words? Till line 22. The second half, line 22. Just leave. Let me just tell you what it says here. He's saying here. From the words of the Maggid, what did he say? Nisham Yisrael, all about Machshava. So we say Machshava, L'cheda, Machshava is not Atmos himself, it's already one extension of Atmos. So let's say in the highest level, we could say that would be, let's say, Etzem Oir. What's the highest extension of Atmos? Etzem Oir. So we say the Machshava of Atmos, that would be, let's say, Etzem Oir, on the highest level. Again, you have Atmos, you have the Machshava of Atmos. Machshava Atzmus is already an extension of Atzmus. He's saying that's Atzmus, the Abish himself. Then he's saying his Machshava, that is like one step down, right? Right, fine. So that would be Etzem Ha'Oir, right? So where would be Machshava? That's in the highest position would be Etzem Ha'Oir. That would be where the Min Nimlach is. So here the Rebbe Rashab wants to add, you should know that in Shom Yisrael, not only in Machshava, they're also in Atzmus himself. This is what he adds over here from lines 18 to 22. Right? He says that the Shomis Yisrael are even in Atzmus himself. So the Cheder, what the Rebbe Rashab is saying is very similar to what we're always learning from in the Rebbe's Mamorim, that Min Nimlich is in the Eibishter himself, right? Mm-hmm. No, but you look carefully, it's not actually what it's saying here in Terah. No, so now he goes and tells you.
That is.
So he tells you, explains over here.
And the Gilui.
So what he's telling over here is he does not say the mean. No, leave that. That's ready. Yes, you don't have to. Let's not go into that.
Talking about all Machshav is only after the Simson.
No, leave those mushrooms there. I should have left it out. I should have left that. It's going to confuse. That is talking about. He's continuing it further. Just till the words mushroom there. So what did he say?
What does that mean?
I'm telling you, it's Mamish not again. That's talking about, here, remember, we're talking about before the Tzimtzum. Before the Tzimtzum itself, we're talking about the Eibish himself and his Machshava. These words further are talking about after the Tzimtzum. Because it was in Machshava before the Tzimtzum, it affects after the Tzimtzum. Which got to do with what the Maim is discussing there, it's got nothing to do with our point.
There's Min Nimlach and then there's all Machshava?
1 second. Min Nimlach and all Machshava is the same thing, right? It's the same thing. The word, the Maggid uses Olam HaMachshava, And the Rebbe Rashabi is discussing here the more than Yevmi Nimlach. But they are the same thing,
so
right?
Why does he say that the Olam Machshava is after
Simcha? No, because that, okay, so this is what I told you again, Rebbe Yeshua, and you're determined to stay. That is not related to our discussion here. I didn't want to skip it because it's there, but it's got to do with what's being discussed in the Maimon. Because the Maimon is talking about after the Tzimtzum. So he goes and tells us how it is before the Tzimtzum. And says everything after the Tzimtzum is affected by before the Tzimtzum. Okay? But that is not, devote your attention to these words because it's just going to confuse us. It's talking about a different thing. Okay? So now let's go. Or whatever, even it could be, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is, it does not make a difference. The point that we have to look at, it's going, remember, he's saying because of what happened before the Tzimtzum, as a result, we have this after the Tzimtzum. What's going on after the Tzimtzum is not our discussion here.
So there's like another Olam HaShavah after the Tzimtzum?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. In other words, it could be even referring to the Maggid. The Maggid's Olam HaShavah would be after the Tzimtzum. That is very possible. It could be referring
to... Oh, so there's two Olam HaShavahs.
Yeah, but that is... Yeah, there, yeah, fine. There is, definitely, yeah. There's two Olam HaShavahs. One Olam HaShavah, the regular Olam HaShavah would be after the Tzimtzum. And the Tifkai, the Rebbe Rashab is talking about before the Tzimtzum. But in our conversation here, we're not interested so much in what's going on after the Tzimtzum. Yeah, we're interested in before the Tzimtzum.
It's good to have a full picture.
Yeah. No problem. No, it's good. It's good. So anyways, just go. So just to get, let's stick in the point before the Tzimtzum. You have the Rebbe Rashab is telling us, you should know that not only there's an neshama in the machshava which is it says it's not only the neshama yisrael in minimlech, but there is neshama yisrael in atzmus himself. So the chayyim, when the Rebbe Shab tells us there's neshama yisrael in atzmus himself, the chayyim, that is identical to what we're learning always in the Rebbe's Mamorim, right? So I just want to bring out, yes, it is very identical, but there's a difference saying. After this has to be just give you attention to it. If you look in line 22 and 23, after he explains us that there is neshama yisrael in atzmus, what did he say? And therefore, he goes on to say, when the Mi Nimlech, which Neshamas were in Mi Nimlech, which Neshamas were all over Machshav in Mi Nimlech, the Neshamas which are in Atzmus. But where is the Mi Nimlech itself? Not in Atzmus. That's Etzem Ha'oyim. These, in other words, what the Rebbe Rashab is saying here, that the Neshamas are sort of in Atzmus. But you cannot, this is where we went, we had this discussion several weeks ago when we were learning the Maimon of Ishei Kisasriya. We said the way it is always presented in Chassidus. We're referring to this Terab, and maybe some other sources which we had then, I don't remember exactly, where when we're talking about Neshamas Yisrael, you could definitely, there's Neshamas Yisrael and Atmos, you can say that. What are the capacity of Neshamas Yisrael and Atmos? Just like I don't know what Atmos is, I don't know what Neshamas Yisrael there. Anything Atmos has in it, everything has in himself, Neshamas Yisrael has in himself Torah. What are the capacity of Torah? What are the capacity of Neshamas Yisrael? It's all part of Atmos. So you cannot identify Neshamas Yisrael there or Torah there. What is the best example for explaining Neshamas Yisrael or Torah in Atzmus? The best way of explaining it would be, let us imagine how is explained in my modern Chassidus, how is La'asid Lavi going to look? La'asid Lavi is going to be Gila Atzmus. So where are we going to be then with our us, and where's going to be our Torah mitzvahs? So what do the Chassidus tell us? For sure Torah mitzvahs is going to be La'asid Lavi. We're going to have Torah mitzvahs. Why Torah mitzvahs nitzchim? What is going to be the capacity of Torah mitzvahs? La'asid Lavi, what does the Chassidus say? Betalim. The Chazal say mitzvahs betalim La'asid Lavi. What does it mean betalim? For sure we're going to do mitzvahs. But the capacity, what is going to be, the value of Torah mitzvahs is going to be bottled. We're going to be the bottle of Gabbat Eira Atzmus. Right? So the same thing when we say Neshamas Yisrael and Torah in Atzmus, so Chassidus tells us it says, not the Rebbe's the first one who's telling it this to us. Chassidus tells it to us. But what is the capacity of Neshamas Yisrael and Torah in Atzmus? The capacity is that it's bottled. So therefore, the Rebbe Rashab says, he says that Yishom Yisrael are there in Atmos. But, and therefore, where Mi Nimlech, when the Abishah was Mi Nimlech, he actually engaged in his mind Yishom Yisrael, which Yishom Yisrael? Yishom Yisrael as they are in Atmos. But where was the Mi Nimlech? This is the point after here. The Mi Nimlech was in the Etzem Ha'ori, not in Atmos. Why? Because when you're talking about Atmos, you can't talk about any tenua, any shaykhs to the world, because Atmos, everything is nothing. Everything is nothing. Just like we said, Laoslov, they're going to be Teirin Yisrael, Laoslov, yes. What is it going to be, the capacity? They're going to be bottle. The same thing when you're talking about Teirin, Shom Yisrael, and Atmos, what are the capacities? The bottle. So he says, there's Teirin, Shom Yisrael, and Atmos. But Mi Nimlech, that is the first movement towards the world. Where is that? That is an Etzem Ha'ori. To have the idea, to engage an idea that there is a tenua of Mi Nimlech in Atmos himself, that means a relationship to the world in Atmos himself, since it does not really discuss that. That is the Rebbe's unique mahalach. This is what we learned in the Maim of Isha Kisazriya. Here the Rebbe is telling us it was Mi Nimlech in Leibish himself, before even Etzem Ha'ori. That is the Rebbe's unique mahalach. Why? So now, we went through this when we learned the Maim. Why is the Rebbe doing that? Because the Rebbe is telling us that the way we always discuss the Eibishta was, that if we want to identify our Metzias, the highest place where we can identify our Metzias in the most abstract way is in Etzem Ha'ori. When you talk about the Atzmus, you can't identify your Metzias. Your Metzias, the Eibishta, there's only the Eibishta. There's only the Eibishta. The Rebbe wants to tell us, know that we, as we are here, we can identify with the Eibishta himself. So the Rebbe says, where do we identify? Where's the Mi Nimlech? In the Eibishta himself. Fine? Etzem Ha'ori is the first extension of the Eibishta. It's the most abstract extension, the most first extension that's in that is in Atzmus. In Atzmus, the three Madregas. The three Madregas. Oir Agvul, Oir Abligvul, and Etzem Ha'ori. Etzem Ha'ori is the highest Madrega. So what we're discussing over here is that Chassidus always will attribute our Metzias. Chassidus will take it to the highest levels. We'll take it to Etzem Ha'ori. But when you're talking about the Atzmus, you cannot acknowledge our Metzias. When you're talking about the Eibishta, there's only the Eibishta. You can't acknowledge our Metzias. We may be there. Chassidus says we are there. But what is our capacity? We're bottled to the Eibishta. Fine. Now, here the Rebbe is telling us, we can identify with the Eibishta. We can identify with our Metzias. With the Eibishter. Where does that reflect itself? That reflects itself in only one thing. This is reflected itself in Chibur HaHopchim. That there is no, this is something, it's two, the combination of two opposites. We're taking our Metzias, and we're saying the Eibishter is Metzias, and we're saying the Eibishter, because the Eibishter is above anything we can understand, so we can have our Metzias, and we're with the Eibishter. So this is the Rebbe's Mahalach. This Chibur HaHopchim. Okay, for now. Therefore, when we're talking about Chibur HaHopchim, we realize it. So therefore, as long as we engage the Eibishter, yeah, as something which is beyond us, Rabbi Shua, coming back to the point which you brought up before, as long as we understand the Eibishter as something beyond us, what is the Eibishter? I don't know what the Eibishter is. When the Eibishter reveals himself, we're going to be bottled. So we're talking about another concept. There's me, as I recognize myself now. It may be a sheker, but this is what I feel myself as a Matthias. Then the Eibishter, he's a true and ultimate Matthias. And when he reveals himself, we will all come bottle. As long as we have this way of thinking, that there was, then we can think about, has Eibishter revealed himself? Has he not? No. Look, we're still in Golas. Eibishter hasn't revealed himself. When you're talking about the Rebbe's Mahalach, that the Atzmus is Chibur HaHopchim, the only way the Eibishter comes to reveal himself, but me coming to recognize that the Eibishter is always me. So what is the difference from Zman HaGula and Zman HaGolus to the Rebbe? Was always one with me. I was always one with the Eibishter, whatever. The Eibishter was always within me. It was always with me, in my Metzias. So what's the difference between Zman HaGolus and Zman HaGula? Zman HaGolus is a time when it's hard to tell a Yid. You should know, you have the Eibishter with you. Tell the Abish, have the Abish with me. How do you mean tell the Abish, have the Abish with me? Tell the Abish, with me means that I can do everything the Abish wants to do. Torah mitzvahs, that's what the Abish wants. He wants you to do Torah mitzvahs. So I can do Torah mitzvahs without any hagbolas. That's what it means, the Abish is with me. Because as long as I don't think about Torah mitzvahs, I just think about myself. I'm not really thinking, I'm thinking about myself, not as being part of one with the Abish. For me to think about myself as being one with the Abish through Torah mitzvahs. So what does it mean? I'm going to tell myself the Abish was with me. It's my God to tell a person the Abish is mamish with me. The way the Abish is in me, that I'm best and representing the Abish. If I cannot do Torah mitzvahs, I cannot do the Abish's rotten, I can't even overcome my Yitzhahara. So it's impossible. It was hard to align with Talagid that you have the Abish in yourself. The Rebbe is saying today there is nothing standing in the way. We can do Torah mitzvahs. The only thing we have to come to realize that there's nothing standing in our way. And then we could open up all the gates for ourselves. So therefore, the Rebbe is telling us that we could come to realize that we can do Torah mitzvahs. And our awareness that we can do Torah mitzvahs, that is the realization of Atzmus. That is the Chibur HaHopchim. So therefore, when we're talking about the Gil of Atzmus, the way the Rebbe explained this Atzmus through all the years, that Atzmus is not and something which is going to come shine upon us, but it's coming come from within us. It's not, yeah. Therefore, it's impossible to discuss about the gula, waiting for the gula to reveal itself. Waiting for the gula to reveal itself means how the Rebbe explains. What did the Rebbe explain was machak? The Rebbe says very clearly. It's a clear Rambam, machak wait. It's a machak wait. That beg, daven, you have to wait for the gula. Says the Rebbe, then that once upon a time we understood machake mean as we're waiting, and now the Rebbe says we understand machake means as bringing. That means, what do they mean? That the way I bring the gula is by coming to realize that the finding in my mitzvahs of golas, realizing the chibur ha-hopchim in the mitzvahs of golas, realizing the chibur ha-hopchim in the seas of Golas, and that is Gula. There is no such a thing as Gula as a separate entity. Remember, as long as we have the Abishter, the Abishter is the Boira Olam, there's a Metzis of the world, there's the Abishter, the Boira Olam, and we're the world, we're the Nevroim. Okay, there's our Metzis and the Abishter's Metzis. Then the Gula is a separate entity. Even if you take the way it's explained to Chassidus, the way it's explained to Chassidus, the way the Rabbi Shabla explains it, the way the Friedrich Rebbe explains it here, that the Abishter is, Abishter world is two separate Metzius, no. The Abishter is a Metzius, a Mitti, and the world is a Metzius, is bottle. That's the way that began. As, even with that understanding, you're still waiting for something else. Why? Because I don't feel myself to be bottle. So therefore, we're waiting for a new development. Where it comes from me, it comes from above. It's a development which is currently not, I don't, have not attained yet. And I'm waiting for that to be attained or that to be revealed to me. I should realize bitul olam, that I'm bottle. When the Rebbe is telling you the chatzmus is chibur ha-hopchim, right? It's, the chatzmus is something which cannot be identified as a gilui. It's just coming from within. There is no such a thing as waiting for the gula to be revealed. The waiting means is, I should come to identify that everything which happened till today was really the pull of the Eibishter. Everything was the pull of the Eibishter. This is like we're soon going to discuss. The pull of the Eibishter's actions. With the Gilu of the Abish, everything till today, and that itself is Gilu of Gilu Atzmus. That itself is the Gula. The Gula is like the words of this whole series. Gula Behoiva Be'ova. When I come to realize in everything in the past, how the Abish was involved in everything in the past, in the present and the past, that is the Abish. That is the Gula. There is no separate entity of Gula. Something new going to be revealed to us. No, because the whole get of Gula, the ape of Gila, the Gula is Chibur HaHopchim. So therefore, what is Gula? Realizing how the Abishter was in every aspect of the past. Okay, this is, okay. We've gone through this several times. So this is, yeah? Rabbi, yeah? Okay. So now let's go further. Right? So the whole idea of waiting for Gula to happen after is in an understanding when we couldn't relate to the Abishter. Now when the Rebbe said that, well, the Gula Likus has been brought down to us, What is, we have to now, what is now the Avodah? To act, to give Megala Atzmus, the Megillah of Atzmus is coming from within ourselves, just changing our perception about ourselves and about our past. And that is Gula. There's no other entity of Gula. Waiting for some separate entity is a hell among Gula. Waiting for such a revelation, waiting for a revelation to happen, that is actually depriving oneself of identifying with Gula. Because the whole Gula is my identification with what had really happened to me till today and what's happening to me now. And that is the get of Gula. So now, here we have it here on Chelik Yud Ches. Here the Rebbe is talking about this week's Seder, right? So it's in lines, if you have it in your phone if you want it. In line 25, here the Rebbe says that the Rashi says, Rashi brings it down, that why did the Torah relate all the Masois of the Yidden? Why did it go through all the 42 matzahs? So why did it go through the all men based Masois? So it says like a king was taking his son, looking for some healing, and he went through a long trip, and on the way back, he was showing his son, this point we did this. He went on the way back, he showed his son all the different stages they had gone through in order to get to this place of healing. So the Rebbe asks, how did this Moshel go along with the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yidden? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go back with the Yidden at all. The Moshel is on the way back. He was showing his son all the Masoyas. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go back through all of my size.
He didn't actually go back, but he recounted the...
So Rabbi Shuan, so let's have, we have the quote from the Rebbe, so it's like there on 28, 29, and I have in the footnote, I just put in the full words of the Sikha in case any doubts, you have it really clearly. He says, the Medrash says very clearly, they were going back, and the king pointed out each place. Yidden didn't go back. Moshe related to them. They didn't go back. So the Moshel is not consistent completely with the Nimshel.
Okay.
So here the Rebbe goes to say, the Rebbe explains.
Oh, but the pastor was this journey during 39 years.
Yeah, but now the way the Moshel works, that after they finish the whole journey.
Rebbe wants to be medayik in the Moshel, that it's not completely meduyik.
Yeah, I'm talking because the way the Moshel works, that after they finish the journey, they went back, and that on the way back, the king was relating what they had gone through. Here they didn't go back. The Moshel was just telling them there's no going back, and the Medrash is very clearly going back.
Okay, what's the answer?
So here it goes like this. So the Rebbe says like this. Here goes to this. The Rebbe says, let's go to the whole Arichas. I guess skip the whole Arichas. Go to the next page 2, to lines 4 to 8. We hear the Rebbe says, the Nekuda where the Rebbe says like this. This is the point. Now this is the point where the Rebbe is saying, you can look at the Masois. Let's say, we're talking about the Zman HaGolos, right? Right? Rebbe David, you with me?
Yeah.
You look at the Zman HaGolos, it's a journey. We're going through a journey in Golos. We can look at the Golos, we're going through a journey in order to reach a goal. So we're currently not in the goal, right? And what's the purpose of Golos? In order to reach the goal, right? Says the Rebbe, no, this is not what it is. The Golos is, says, that is true. Now this is how the Rebbe's words go. It's in Acts 4:8.
What's true?
That is true. Golos is a journey in order to reach a goal, that is good as long as you have not reached the goal. The moment we come and reach the goal, we realize that Golos itself was part of the goal. Golos is not a preparation stage, not something leading to something else. It has and is the ultimate purpose of Gula in itself.
Oh, you know,
One.
No, because I'm saying, like, we always speak about this, you know, how this thing is, like, only this vort is, we don't understand it now. Now we don't understand. But you're saying we do understand.
Exactly.
We have to understand it. If we don't understand, then we're staying in Golos.
That is it, exactly. Very good. Very well said, yes. So now. Here the Rebbe says very clearly. As long as we haven't finished, we come to the end of the journey, we Golos is perceived as something leading to another goal, leading to the Gula. When you come to the end, This is when the father takes his son and tells him, this is it. You're going through back all the stages. Why are you going through back to all the stages? Because what the whole gula is, changing your perception about everything which you went through till now. Till now, you perceived everything you went through as something secondary. There's a main goal was a gula. Now, you are actually changing your perception that this, what I went through, was actually the kvonos of Atzmus. And by me coming aware that this was Kvonas Atzmus, that what will change my perception about the future. That will make me act.
I don't care how
differently.
Many times, yeah. That we can only understand it. Like, well, I'll see. Like, why would the Rebbe use this lashon? It's just confusing.
Again, what?
Why would the Rebbe use lashonis like Azoy vi Amol? If it's only confusing, if the Rebbe really wants to get over this point to us,
then what?
Why would this whole thing about reveal the Atmos in yourself and bring Gula? Why would the Rebbe consistently use the Lashonis as Oivi Amol?
You have to explain what Lashonis is referring to.
Like, this thing is only going to be in this Gal and Asid. Like, this thing. Like, now we don't want...
So the way it works everywhere, the Rebbe, I don't know which way you're referring to, but in general it works, the Rebbe will bring down, will lay out the thing how it's discussed in Svarim till today. And the Rebbe will, in every time that every mime the Rebbe discusses, it says, and then the Rebbe turns it all over to the current and to the past. This is what the Rebbe is doing in almost every single sikh and every single
sermon. The maskana of the Rebbe is never. The maskana is never. It's going to be nizgal and asid.
On the contrary, the Rebbe's maskana usually is. He'll explain you how it's all in the hoiv and the ovar. Then he will give a bracha. I'm all the three sphere of a pearl. And I'll explain to you. It's all in the past already. All what is required now, you have to realize that it's all in the past. Once you realize, you move your ability to function for the future changes. Gula means that we have the ability to do Torah mitzvahs without any limit. We have unlimited ability. How do we get to this unlimited ability? The only way to get to it is chibur ha'hopchim, by changing our perception about our own metzias. We always perceived my metzias as a metzias mugbul. Now come to realize that all these hagbolas of golas were never really hagbolas. Why were these hagbolas of golas never really hagbolas? Because if you would take the golas as a mugbul dick thing, we shouldn't be here today. We've gone through this many times. The whole lifestyle, the everything we're living through today, we should not be here today. So golas is not mugbul. It's only that their bligvul, we were not aware of the bligvul in Golas. Now that Rebbe is saying, through all the datas we've gone through, till we come to this day, now we can see every person can see how the Golas itself is not working according to Gvul. So by changing your perception about the Golas of the Hoive and the Ovar, you empower yourself to act as Gula. That's the only way Gula is going to come. Remember, because the Gila of Atzmus is from us, from the Tachin, it's not coming from above. So the only way you identify with Gula is by changing your perception about myself, everything I know about myself. And here you have the Rebbe goes through this and this sikha, goes through them, breaks it down, different things. In this, not think all the bad things we did, we come to realize how the Abish was working there. And that awareness is Gula. So Gula is nothing new. The only new thing about Gula is a change of our awareness about ourselves, about our past, our whole past. And this is what the Rebbe does in all the different sikhas. The Rebbe is always going through the past. He will always make me present the past, how it was once understood, and then he will shift it and turn it and change it how we should perceive it today. And it will end up with a bracha mizol dosuis firim. Okay, that's more or less it. So now, okay, that is it. So now, you have the next quote from quote number 4, lines 25 to 31, is almost the same thing with Rebbe. Well, let's not go into it. We don't have enough time. So now let's just go to this thing of lines 32 and 41. We discussed this quote before, but I just want to bring it again. This is what the Rebbe is speaking about. This is Shabbos Pashas Tzav. This is the Shabbos Tov Shin Nun Aleph before Yud Aleph Nissen. But here the Rebbe explains that the way it works is that when you have going to have the Gilui of Atzmus to Asad Lovay, it's not going to be to not today at this point. There's two sides: there's the Eibishter and the Olam Hazeh, right? So you may think what's going to happen to Asad Lovay? It'll only be the Eibishter. So the Rebbe explained it very clearly. There is two sides. The Eibishter made two sides. These two sides are not going away. What is going to change is that I'm going to, this side is going to affect the other side. But not that my side, the Torah side, the side of the Torah, is going to come everything. No! Olam Hazeh is going to remain Olam Hazeh, Mitzvah Yesh is going to remain Mitzvah Yesh, Mitzvah Satev is going to remain Mitzvah Satev, everything is going to stay. We are going to use the Torah, the Tzad of the Torah, to affect the other Tzad. The Tzad, Always remains. So you look at the final words of the Rebbe in this Sikha, and the final words, the Rebbe says, line 40 to 41, that it's all my tzad. What does it mean, it's all my tzad? The Rebbe doesn't say this, that the world comes one with me. No. The world comes in line with my tzad. I'm always going to remain one half. Torah remains one half. Torah will affect the other half. So therefore, if you're waiting for some, what do you see from this? The world around me is not going to change. If you're waiting for something to change around you, it's not going to happen. What is going to happen is you are going to realize that you can impact the world around yourself. Not that the world is going to change. The world doesn't change. The world is the world of the Eibishter. This is made by the Eibishter. The only difference is I'm going to realize once upon a time I thought the Eibishter, but the world is not in line with the Eibishter. Now I'm going to realize that the world always works according to the Eibishter. I bring it out in myself and I will be able to impact the world. So you're waiting for something outside of yourself to change in order to bring the Gula. It's not going to happen. The only thing which is going to happen is you're going to change your perception about everything that's out around you. Tzadi, your tzad, which is only one half, will affect everything. Not that anything around you is going to change. Tzadi is mindset. There's two sides. The side of the world and the world of Torah mitzvahs. The world of Torah, the world is always going to remain these two sides. This tzad will influence and impact the other side. Not that the other side is going to change and come part of it's okay, fine. Now if we're going to line Dalet. I just want to go back to the things we quoted last week. The first quote on page 3. Because we had some, I just want to get it clear. I would like very much you should see it in the, hear the, what did the Rebbe say? How did the Rebbe say it? The Rebbe's telling us here, you know, this is to, do you see it in the words how the Rebbe tells us? The Rebbe, do you know what? Let's go. I don't mind doing this.
That's from the
Friedrich. So the what you're going to see over here, one is a Metzias Amiti. So now so what do we see here? One second. The Friedrich Rebbe tells us. It tells us a fascinating thing that you should know. That we nivre have in ourselves a certain element which is similar to Atmos. What? We feel ourselves also that we feel ourselves as a yesh, independent mitzias, mitzius imatzmusi. Yeah? We have this feeling. So we have an element which is similar to Atmos. This is what the Friedrich Rebbe says. But the Rebbe is coming and telling us that the mitzias of the yesh, the mitzvah of Yesh and Nivra is coming from the Atzmus, who is mitzvah of Atzmus, which automatically implies that the fact that mitzvah of Yesh and Nivra feels themselves as a mitzvah of Atzmus, he feels himself as a Yesh, is a true thing. It's something that's not going away. Mitzvah of Atzmus is not going to go away. So the Rebbe is giving, full limit, legitimacy to the Mitzvahs of Yesh and Nivra. Not saying the Yesh and Nivra should know. The Yesh and Nivra has in it a certain similarity to Atzmus. This is what the Friedrich Rebbe explains. Comes the Rebbe and tells us this similarity we have, it's an independent thing for itself. What is it? That is the Abim. That is the Metzius of the Abishter, which he's Metzius Matzmosa. He the true. He made this never should be Metzius Matzmosa. Let's go to the next example. If you want to come back to this.
Why is Metzius Mitzis?
What? When the Rebbe says that the Metzius is a Metzius Yashan Nivra. The Yashan Yivra is a Metzius Amiti. Because it comes from Atmos, the Metzius Amatmos, it naturally implies that the Metzius Yashan Nivra is Metzius Amatmos, is a Metzius Amiti also. It's a Metzius Amiti. That's its idea. We're a Shutuf with Eibishter. We're a Shutuf with Eibishter. It's the same thing which you learned at the very beginning, that you think in Atmos you have a Metzius of the Torah in Yisrael. The Eibishter is Chibra Hopchim. Okay. Now let's go over to the next thing. Here you have
it's very
what? Chibur HaHop means the Eibishter is the way we understood the Eibishter is Ein El Vade. The Rebbe is saying no, Ein El Vade is not enough. The Eibishter is Chibur HaHop. That means me as someone who does not recognize the Eibishter, that is also the Eibishter. When you say the Ein El Vade, it means that the Eibishter is everything. If there's something which doesn't recognize the Eibishter, what is he? He's nothing. He's a sheker. That the Rebbe, no, this sheker is also, is the Metzius of the Eibishter. The fact that he's sheker is coming from the Eibishter. How can we understand that? That you don't understand, that is the only thing, the way that we went through this many times, the only way you come to realize this, by realizing how the Metzius of this world goes along with the Eibishter, you realize that everything in this world is the Eibishter. Okay? Fine. Now, one second. So now let's go to the next quote. We'll do one more quote and leave it at that. Here they have this, the Rebbe Rashab writes that the Teva of the Anes, which is the Mayim Teva, also is related to Teva. Anes. Let's say Anes. This table is going to start flying. So Lachida, Kriyas Yamsef, it's a nest, an open nest. So open nest, Lachida breaks the Teva. If this table starts going up, it's going to break the Teva, it's going to defy Teva. So Rebbe Shab says, so that when it breaks, it everything, even though nest breaks the Teva, we're not talking about Nes of Purim. Nes of Purim was a condensed nest. It actually condensed, it was hidden. Rebbe Shab is talking about the open nest. The open nest, says the Rebbe Shab, actually, even though it breaks Teva, it's very clear, but it only breaks the Teva, let's say this table will go up, will rise up. It'll break the Teva of this table. It won't break the Teva of the chair. It won't break the Teva of everything around it. So he says, even when you have a nest, which is an open nest, which breaks Teva, it only breaks the Teva of that point. Everything around it is not broken. So you see that the Teva actually goes in line with the nest. Why? Because the only place it breaks the Teva is on that very point where the nest hits. Right? The thinking of behind it, what the Rebbe Rashab is saying is, when you have a nest is the Gilo V'Eir and Sof, when they have the nest of Gilo V'Eir and Sof, everything should fall apart. Gilo V'Eir and Sof is a bleak wall, everything should fall apart. What you see, it only breaks the Teva here. It doesn't break the Teva over here. So therefore, shows you that a nest can go, and even a revealed nest, openness can also go in line with Teva. What the Rebbe does here, and this comes, this is the Rebbe does, in these words of the Rebbe Rashab, he adds and he interprets, he says, if so, you can say that Teva itself can raise itself to come like a nest. The Rebbe Rashab says, he gave legitimacy to the Metzius of Teva. You know, you have a nest, an open nest, you can still have Teva next to it. So he gave a legitimacy, he gave some coexistence between Teva and nest. He made some coexistence. You have a nest here, you can have Teva here. So the Rebbe says, if the Rebbe Rashab is telling us that the nest, the Teva can coexist with Teva, with nest, Teva can coexist with nest, then if so, it makes sense to say that the Teva should be able to align itself with the nest in all the levels. Like we learned in other times, that in the Moshe Mashiach, we, Alpiteva, will be able to accomplish all the Nisim. Alpiteva. The Teva can do everything which a nest can do. This is what the Rebbe says. Based on what the Rebbe Rashab says. So what am, you, Rabbi Yeshua, are you with me? What I'm showing you over here is that the Rebbe Rashab gives legitimacy to the existence of Teva. He says, look, you have a Nes, you can still have Teva. He's giving legitimacy to the Metzius of Teva. Just like he says, when you have the Metzius of the Abish, the Yesh Amiti, the Yesh HaNivra, it also is compared to the Yesh Amiti. Why? Because it also has a feeling of self-independence.
So the point is to show you that Atmos is in our life the way we know it.
Yeah. Okay. But the Rebbe is, you see what the Rebbe does, the Rebbe takes this legitimacy, what the Rebbe Rashab gives to Teva and to Yesh, and expands it beyond the old bull, as I said, that if the Rebbe Rashab and the Friedrich Rebbe give a certain legitimacy to the Yesh. So therefore the Yesh is a full independent Metzius, which can identify the Yesh with the Likus. Which is, this is taking it from just giving it, being a dogma of the Eibishter, to being a full-blown independent Metzius, as having everything of, have the full, everything of the Eibishter in itself. So what is the Nekuda? The Nekuda is, so therefore once upon a time, if you wanted to find the Eibishter, where would you find the Eibishter? You could have a dogma of yourself, of the Eibishter in yourself. But you yourself, to find the Eibishter in yourself, you couldn't. And now the Rebbe is telling us, where do you find the Eibishter only in yourself? Huh? Does it sort of go along? Huh?
Wait, so this
Ishtizriya. The Ishtizriya, the same thing. It's exactly the same thing.
It says there that you have each Shlemes to be the Gal of the Atmos.
Not really. It said it's in the Kam to Shlemes Aveda. The Tachnim itself brings out the Metzius of Atmos. So he says the Tachnim itself is affecting the full Gilui. Shleim as Aveda, talking about when he comes to the end of his man of gold, the Rebbe is talking about now we come to Shleim as Aveda, so the Tachna, as they realize, he affects everything. Not that something, the Tachna affects everything. Once upon a time, you were waiting for the Shlus of the Leila. Now the Rebbe is telling you, the Shlus of the Leila is coming, everything from within you. It's coming from within you. And then you have in the footnote we bring from the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, saying the similar thing. And again, the Rebbe takes the words of the Friedrich Rebbe and expands it beyond, expands beyond all our bolas. Friedrich Rebbe says,
still need the first levels.
First,
because that's holding without any kind of avodah, he has no
shaykhus
to it.
One second. Let's not go into the maimer, because let's learn the maimer. No, it's not the way really it works. It doesn't. He's not asking where you're up to. He's telling you, as you are the tachton, just to realize you have it in yourself. That's what it is. Because it's not something you can reach to. Remember, as long as you talk about something which makes some logical sense, Einel Muvadi makes some logical sense in an abstract form, you can say whether I've reached to it or not. When you're saying that Tachan can do everything the alien can do, makes no sense at all. And that is because you come to realize from life experience of telling you that Tachan can do everything the alien can do. The Veda of Zman HaGolos of 2,000 years of being in Golos has told us that Tachan can do everything the alien can do. That is not, because it depends on your identifying with it or not, because it's not logical. It's a Metzius, a pearl. This is rotten labels and this is a pearl. So you have to realize that this is you, and you do it, and you will see the fruits of your labors. It's not something that's come through your avodah. You can it comes through the mitzvahs of Golos that we've gone through two. Rebbe saying you've gone through 2,000 years of Golos. Now you realize that you can do everything which is coming from the alien. So you not that you can work on reaching it. It's a mitzvahs of pearl. It's not.
That's not what it says in the
Maimah. Well, no, that is exactly what it says in the Maimah, but we don't have the whole Maimah. I brought the Maimah only to see what in the order there. That's very clearly what it says in the Maimah. And we actually learned it a few weeks ago. That's how it works. It's not something, it's not a musik you can identify. It's not anything you can sort of work on yourself and bring it. No, it's coming, something the situation puts you into it. After being 2,000 years of Golos, being 5,000 years after Bris Olam, you come to realize that really it always was that way. Once upon a time I didn't realize, it always was that. Now I realize it always was that way. And that's what the Rebbe does in the Maimah. He changes it all. But then, okay, whatever. 1 second. Let me shut this down here.